Welcome to Drinking Bros, presented by GhostBed.com. Sit back, relax, and grab a fucking drink.
Life on the front lines requires you to step up your game. Owned and operated by former Navy SEAL Sean Mattson, CardoMax has designed just the right supplements for you and is offering Drinking Bros an exclusive offer. Buy one, get one free on your first order. Go to CardoMax.com and use the promo code DB. That's CardoMax.com, helping you achieve your max. Welcome to Drinking Bros. Fake news. We have a guest on the show today, but first, little housekeeping here at the top. Who sent this, D'Anthony?
AJ Gamble.
AJ Gamble
sent that.
I got a little. It came with a little card. It said Mary Grace Bolton, peg doll maker. So she makes these little peg dolls. I'm assuming that's to get pegged with. Now the beauty of this is this particular peg is Anne Frank. That is a market that is underserved. And what we always say on the show is find a niche and exploit it. And it comes with a little card that says how wonderful it is that nobody need wait a single moment before starting to improve the world. It's a quote by Anne Frank herself.
Is it really?
This is meant to go into people's beeholes. So,
is that true?
Both were dark. She was in an attic, too.
No, so. I mean, he's asking if it's meant to be in the asshole or...
Is it a peg doll because it's made from a peg?
Not sure, but the term peg these days really means something else.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think that maybe, I'm going to go ahead and throw this out there, but maybe we can interchange soy boy for peg doll.
Peg doll?
Yeah.
I'll go with peg doll.
They don't like being called cucks anymore.
No, why not? Why not?
I don't know.
Soy boy is not bad, though. At least it rhymes.
Yeah,
it does. Yeah,
or like oat scroat.
Oat scroat is nice.
I don't know.
I don't mind that. I don't mind oat scroat, you know? Yeah.
The problem with oat scroat is there's a hard T at the end, so putting it in the middle of another insult is going to be difficult because it's a hard stop on that T, right? Boy,
yeah.
Why blends into other things?
It does.
Okay.
It absolutely does.
This is music theory, by the way. You should know.
Well, you're a musician here. We've got Tommy Vex on the show today. How are you, Tommy?
I'm good. It's very humid out here.
In Austin,
yeah.
Where are you from originally?
Originally from Brooklyn, New York, and been in California, unfortunately, for 15 years.
Yeesh. Yeah. L.A.?
L.A. I did live in San Francisco for a stint. I actually did live in Vegas.
Where in San Francisco?
I lived in the Presidio with my very wealthy ex-girlfriend at the time.
Yeah, that's a
because wealth. You can't buy there. It's government property. You can only rent for an extremely... absorbent amount.
Yeah, you should have. You could have probably bought something in Hunter's Point, right? But you would have been murdered in about 15 minutes.
So. I would have been fine.
You would not have been fine. Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, yeah.
That's true.
Well, welcome to the show. What are you doing in Austin, Texas? What brings you here? Are you recording?
I'm hanging out. Well, I'm not recording. I came to hang out. I got a bunch of things going on. I just wrapped up a month ago. I did the first national headlining tour in my industry in Texas, and that was very successful. And now we are launching the Don't Shed on Me tour 2021, which is going to take off. We're still booking more dates, but we just got a first offer for 4th of July in Vegas, and then it will go all over the country. And then yesterday I had to announce that I had to cancel my New York City appearance because in New York City... you're not allowed to attend a concert without
a vaccination.
Right. Yeah, correct. Yeah.
And so I said, I'm not going to, I said, thanks, but no thanks. I'm not going to force my fan base
to get vaccinated
to come see my show, especially when I will not be getting vaccinated.
Yeah, vaxxed up and waxed up to go see the show. You don't want that to go down. Now, I met you a few years ago. You were, I believe, with Bad Wolves. Are you still with Bad Wolves anymore?
Well, that's a tricky question. So I am the owner and operator of Bad Wolves LLC, along with the drummer, John. And we have had a public falling out over political differences, amongst other things. And we're,
for real?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Did you have some Biden people in Bad Wolves?
The entire band are diehard liberals. And like,
my ex- did you not know that player, going in?
No, I mean, we've all known each other for 20 years. But again, like the silent majority, I was forced for a long time to just be silent on my political beliefs.
Yeah.
As well as my spiritual beliefs and stuff like that. I don't really bring up. And also, I've been sober for 12 years. So I'm the only person who's clean in recovery in the band. So there was definitely a disconnect.
Yeah.
And I think that the 2020 election madness and the COVID craziness, me being outspoken about it, drove a further wedge into the relationship. So again, it's funny because being conservative, which is what I'm labeled now, and being the boss,
mm-hmm.
I didn't fire anybody for having oppositional beliefs, but they went through a lot of steps to collude with the record label to try to force me out of my company. So we are currently engaged in a legal
battle. And that's going to go on for a while because most Trump supporters aren't sober. I know because I'm one of them.
Okay.
Hey,
can we get this goddamn TV turned on that you said was turned on that definitely isn't?
Definitely isn't turned on. It's actually on a computer screen.
On some random bullshit instead of
yeah.
I'm murdering.
I look much better over there.
I know
because I could see you now.
Yeah, well, yeah.
It's also the we've got one of these Instagram girl filters on here.
We figured it out by the way.
Like he doesn't actually have any tattoos. This is all.
This is all fake. It's a filter. Yeah. We actually got it figured out on YouTube. By the way, there was a buffering issue, and we thought maybe YouTube was slowing us down. It turns out our cameras really fucking expensive and too nice for YouTube. It was a little too high quality.
Yeah, I was at Precision yesterday buying some extra batteries for my Canon, and he was asking, because he knows who we are, he was asking which cameras we use, and I was telling him, he goes, wow, that's kind of overkill for that, isn't it?
Yeah.
I'm like, you're overkill, bitch.
Yeah. And you told him to fucking die.
Yeah, oh, I didn't say that. No. I should have.
I do. I tell people that all the time. My mail guy today.
I just assume people will die.
You just told him to die?
Yeah, he left a fucking package next to the thing. And I'm like, hey, dude.
To what thing?
Why don't you walk in on down to the front steps? You know?
And then you were like, I hope you die.
Wait, he left a package on like next to the mailbox?
Yeah, next to the mailbox.
At the end of your driveway?
Yeah, the end of the driveway. I'm like, walk it down to the porch.
That's horrible.
And he was just like, and I go, I hope you die.
Which company? That's FedEx?
I called somebody a cunt yesterday, actually.
Oh,
I would never do that.
Yeah. No, it was rough. It's actually an interesting story. I go to Gold's Gym in Venice, which there is a terrible homeless problem.
Is there a
deranged meth addicted homeless man with no shirt on and no shoes was chasing two of the girls who go to the gym screaming he was going to rape them.
Yep.
And I was not feeling that. And I decided to start yelling back at the guy. And I did consider beating his ass. However, I didn't want to get a staph infection.
Sure.
Some libtard came out of left field after the girls had run inside to call the police on the homeless guy and started filming me and was like, this man is yelling at a homeless person. And I'm like, lady, are you crazy? I was like, do you see what's going on here? I'm like, if you are coming out of this gym at night and one of these tent city dudes grabs you and rapes you, it's going to be me or another gym patron that's there first to stop it.
Yeah.
And you're like, I was like, do you work for CNN or MSNBC? Like, what's going on here?
They would rather be raped first than to insult the homeless people. So they're having a really bad violence problem down there. About 2 days ago, one of the members of city council got stabbed by a homeless person. Mm-hmm. So that was a fun thing.
Well, the homeless people have this thing called they make gasoline bombs.
Yeah.
And they firebomb each other's tents. And so they set several tents and two cars on fire about 2 months ago. And then there was another homeless woman who was crying on the steps by the gym saying that she had been gang raped.
Jesus Christ.
So it's not cool.
Tom, there's a lot of rape in your world.
Right? Not really.
I get
monetarily raped by, you know.
Sure.
I've said five people.
That's two rapes already.
I've said this on the show forever. I've been against rape since the very beginning.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Dan was ahead of the curve.
A long time before
it got trendy.
Most people.
It's a weird thing. How do you maintain an erection when someone rejects you? I don't get it. Right? Like, isn't that normal? Like, if you're like, no, I don't know. And you're like, ooh, like, I'm
yeah,
hurt.
But people,
I better go do some sit-ups.
People pay a fortune for feet pictures, too.
Yeah, so tons.
There's some weird folks out
there. Wiki feet.
Now, obviously, it's a spectrum.
I made it to Wiki feet.
Good on you, pretty weird. Good on you.
Cheers. I didn't even know what it was, and a girlfriend of mine who's also on there was like, "Oh, you made it to WikiFeet." I'm like, "What is that?"
Proud of you.
Yeah.
It's pedophiles for feet. So
yeah. Multi-platinum records. I'm on WikiFeet.
Yeah, yeah, you're on WikiFeet. You
I'm a real man.
You made it. This is fake news today, kids. Let's hit the top stories. The border is still a disaster as the immigration crisis continues to create chaos at the border. Human traffickers and drug smugglers are already prospering while other immigrants suffer. Across the border from McAllen, Texas, a tent city has sprung up to house hundreds of migrants awaiting their fate. Inside the camp, there's been kidnappings and other crimes on a daily occurrence. According to one witness, gang members routinely enter the tent city and drag people away while others watch helplessly. Over the course of 2 weeks, six people were abducted by the cartels and never seen again. Most of these human traffickers are using this situation to their benefit, charging between $600 and $1,500 per person they smuggle across the border. One smuggler that was recently caught by the Border Patrol agents claimed she made over $200,000 in less than a year while working only 2 days per week.
That sounds like
not shocking to me.
That sounds like Amway.
Yeah.
Like, that sounds like a pitch from one of those multi-level marketing schemes, doesn't it?
I only work 2 days a week, $200,000 a year,
but it's you're trafficking human beings. The aside from all the human suffering that's happening here and the degradation and decline of our national sovereignty, two Yemeni dudes who are on the terror watch list got popped coming across the border this week too, mm-hmm. right? That's the real issue.
Yeah.
Like, this is a humanitarian issue, but the real security issue isn't the cartels, because the cartels are just trying to get drugs to people for the most part, right? They do a lot of human trafficking more so now than they did before, which is another situation, but for the most part, it's drugs. And that is what it is, but it is the infrastructure created by amoral people that exists that is the real problem. Because now when some asshole from North Korea or Iran or wherever the fuck else wants to get in here, pretty easy to fucking do it, right?
That actually did happen a couple months ago, because I did a tour in Texas and we had Border Patrol agents who were fans. And one of the major breaches of this were they had, I think, 14 Middle Eastern people on the terrorist watch list who crossed the border through there. They were obviously detained and then deported. But
how many others got through, though, that we don't know about?
Like, it's two the other day, and then 2 months ago is that, you know, it's not a party.
It's always something. And now, you know, Kamala Harris is taking a lot of heat for her just general incompetence. I mean, she's never actually been good at anything, right?
No.
Well, she's really good at putting black men in jail for weed.
And keeping them there.
Yeah.
And keeping people on death row.
She's a racial chameleon, too. I like how she's like Indian one day and black the other.
She's married to a dorky white man, which is nice.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, my favorite is how all the liberals are like white men are going to be the destruction of America.
And they're
like,
all white.
Like Don
men.
Lemon, his boyfriend's a white guy.
Oh, yeah.
I'm like, you know.
AOC.
AOC, Ilhan Omar. Yeah. I'm like,
But their white boy boyfriends are all, like, ineffectual pussies.
Oh, they're peg dolls.
Yeah.
But they're also tech-savvy. Yes. I know AOC's, her red-haired boyfriend is very great at tech, so.
Yeah, but this is what I always talked about last year and the year prior. So 19 and 20, on this show, we talked a lot about immigration and border security. My master's degree is in international homeland security with a primary focus in border security. So I have said this, and people have gotten butthurt about it quite a bit, but closed border policy, right, without enforcement mechanisms that make sense and integration of technology and all this shit, this is what happens. All you do at the end of the day is create a for-profit industry that can be used for drugs, human trafficking, and getting terrorists into this country, mm-hmm. right? The fact that we haven't come up with some kind of system for people to naturalize, for people to get here, for people to get booted out in some kind of way that isn't just a dick move by us and et cetera, the whole program, no one's even proposed anything that makes sense in 25 years.
Right.
Well, it almost seems as if the negligence is intentional to a degree.
You think that? So you're saying the government would create a problem so they have something to save us from?
I don't know.
Yeah, fucking yeah. court. Of course, it says it right here. Maybe. All politicians are cunts. Yeah. Right there.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, the you know, they've deployed the National Guard to some of these border checkpoints, but they're not federal agents, so they're not able to do anything. They just stand around.
They do administrative stuff mostly. Like Operation Jumpstart in 2005 and 6 was all National Guard people, but what they did was backfill all the administrative stuff so actual agents go out into the field. The problem is they still don't have enough agents.
They've depleted them since Biden.
Yes,
office.
A lot of people have left, and a lot of funding has gone away. In addition to that, this is a problem that started under Obama, and it wasn't because of Obama, by the way. The problem of federal immigration judges, because of that fucking turtle motherfucker, Cocaine Mitch, that piece of fucking shit.
Yeah.
Whose stated goal as the head of the Senate was to make sure Obama was a one-term president, not to make sure that America does well.
Right.
Right? Him fighting against the confirmation process for these federal judges, him and his team and the Republicans at large, are a huge reason why the catch-and-release program happened. Because what we had, Obama deported more people than all presidents combined before him. Right, he was faced with an immense issue, and I'm not defending the guy; he's a piece of shit too. But not having those federal immigration judge seats staffed means those NTAs, the notice to appear, right, the catch and release program as it's called, was nothing. That's why our illegal immigrant population has tripled over the last 10 years.
But who's
not because of Obama or Biden,
right?
It's because of fucking the Republicans.
But who's going to show up to court? None of them are going to show up to court. It's like when I got a jury duty notice in the mail in Los Angeles. Like, I'm not going to that.
Right. That's why there's DUI magistrate judges out there now that sit in a fucking bus and they process shit right on the spot.
Yeah.
The fact that we only had about a third of those judge seats filled meant that people were waiting 3-6 months instead of 72 hours to see a judge.
Right.
Right. And then we have to do something with them. And all this other infrastructure started to get built, like the stuff I've been talking about with the child trafficking that is happening under the watch of the government by government contractors. Then these kids are being detained until they're 18 and then deported. It's fucking criminal bullshit. And people are getting fucked up and raped. These private companies are making billions of dollars all because nobody gives a fuck about the outcome. They care about the optics. Mm-hmm. That's it.
And with Kamala Harris, when she got back, the White House was perplexed by the American people's disdain for her trip to Guatemala and how that all turned out and everything. Maybe because you lied and say you didn't go to the border.
People, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And when Guatemalan people hate you.
Yeah.
Maybe that was the point. You send Kamala down there and say, all right, this is our vice president. Do you still want to fucking sneak across the border anymore? Have one conversation with Kamala Harris and then decide, do you guys want to come over to the border anymore? Because probably not. This is who's here. So you're good to go. But I don't know how they're perplexed by it.
Or maybe they're mad because they were told during 2020 that if they came to the border, they would get in. And then now it's a clusterfuck.
Well, you can get in. You just have to pay. You know, if you've got the money to do it, you can certainly do it. Homegirl's making $200,000 a week here, working 2 days. I mean, that's like a Bella Thorne Instagram at that point, or a OnlyFans.
That's a year. Bella Thorne probably makes that a weekend.
She made a million opening 24 hours, something crazy like that?
I don't remember what the exact
numbers nuts were. Get on there. You should get on there, dude.
I do have an OnlyFans.
Do you really? Do you show your dick on there?
No, it's just music.
All right.
Yeah, it's just stuff that was taken down off YouTube.
Show your dick on there.
Yeah, I mean, I
bump it up.
Don't want to do that.
Bump up your game, Tommy.
No, I'm not. I was told that if I'm going to have a sex tape, it has to be with a celebrity who is more famous than me. And although I have had sex with celebrities who are more famous than me,
yeah,
I did not film it.
Well, that's your fault.
Yeah, Hulk Hogan didn't. That worked out for him.
Yeah,
I mean, in the end, he said the N-word, but he got like fucking $140 million.
Yeah.
From suing, who was it?
Gawker.
Gawker. Yeah.
Yeah. Gawker is out of business.
Yeah.
Next. A lot of people saying the N-word lately.
Yeah.
Yeah, a couple here and there. Yeah.
Biden.
Hunter Biden, Biden, whatever.
Yeah. Morgan
Whatever Wong. You want to call him, Morgan Wong. Next up, AOC won't help her abuela, but she doesn't want anyone else to help either. Apparently, last week, obviously, AOC made headlines after she tweeted a picture of her Puerto Rican grandmother's dilapidated
home. Ancestral home, and I want to address that from someone who I've spent a lot of time in Puerto Rico.
Mm-hmm.
Ancestral homes aren't built with wood and concrete in Puerto Rico. They're built with fucking mud.
Right.
All right. That was not an ancestral home. That like, was a building like that was
adobe?
Built. Yeah. Like, yeah. Yeah.
An adobe.
That was a building that was built sometime in the last 25 to 30 years, probably, if I had to guess.
Yeah, there was tile. I mean, I saw the tile.
In the event that it was actually her real abuela's house, yeah. And she wasn't just taking footage or photos from some construction damage and posting them so she could get tweet clouts on Twitter and then turn down the $100,000 that was raised for her grandma because what would happen is if she accepted the money, then there would be a case for fraud.
Yeah. So Matt Walsh is the guy's name who made a GoFundMe to help the old abuela. And if you can you pull up the GoFundMe or did they yank that down already? Because there's a picture of the house that was like the fucking screenshot of the thumbnail for this thing, and it was awesome. We were just like, holy shit, I've never laughed so hard. I retweeted it and everything else, and there it is. There's the abuela's home.
It's kind of nice.
Look, there's worse places here in America.
That looks like the house I grew up in.
Yeah.
that costs $700,000 here.
Yeah. Well, in L.A., yeah, if you're in LA.
In LA? Yeah. If that's in Venice, you're talking about $2.3 million starting.
Austin?
Just for the plot.
Austin, you're probably looking at a half a mil for that. And that's, look, it's a fixer-upper, but that's a decent price on that. Matt Walsh was able to raise $104,000 with donations coming in from multiple conservative celebrities like Ben Shapiro and Michael Knowles. And then they said, no, we're not taking this money. I don't want to help my abuela, and I don't also have money to give her, so I think the abuela is just not gonna get a new house.
Yeah, that's weird. What, she just bought a new Tesla, right?
Yeah.
What model?
It was. I know her lease is $4.99 a month or something like that. Yeah. Somebody tracked that down as well, and she was outside of Whole Foods.
Yeah.
Look, the Whole Foods is more than the Tesla.
Whole Foods?
She lives in one of the most expensive places that a human being can live in.
Yep.
We are above a Whole Foods.
Yeah.
Yeah, you
got to be rich.
Well, I mean, just that,
richer
but
than that.
It's in a very rich neighborhood as well. So,
yeah.
You know, it's she's a cartoon character.
Yes.
Right?
Just yes.
Lunatic.
Nothing. I would have taken the hundo, though, for the abuela, you know?
I would have taken it and bought Bitcoin or something.
You could have.
And then given the Bitcoin to grandma.
I would have just moved my grandma to America.
Well, she's already in America, technically, so it wouldn't even be that hard. All she needs is a fucking plane ticket.
That's it.
Yeah, yeah, just fly her over.
Because she's Puerto Rican. She's not from goddamn.
It's true.
She's everybody from Silicon Valley is going down there and buying cheap properties with Bitcoin right now.
Yeah.
Are they?
Oh, yep. Yeah.
Good for them.
It's been a massive issue. They're worrying about too many white people going
by
down
the dip.
There buying up the land.
And by
the
dip.
Land.
I mean, the hurricane-ravaged island of Puerto Rico.
Okay.
But what I love
those
was...
damn white people just doing white people.
Rincon on the west coast of Puerto Rico was probably... I don't even know what the percentage is, but I've been there, and it was weird. It was like 70% white people there. 70% white Americans.
Oh, that makes sense. That makes sense.
I don't know why.
I think Jake Paul lives there. No,
well, he lives in Miami, right?
Yeah. Logan?
They both do.
Okay.
Live there because
taxes,
tax evasion.
Oh, yeah. That's great. God damn it, those Paul brothers, man.
Man, they really gotta.
The more and more they do shit, the more and more I'm on board with their whole fuck it. Oh yeah. We were at that Mayweather fight.
How was that?
It was actually very entertaining. The only problem that you didn't see on television was the humidity there was something to behold. Where that'll live with me forever.
Well, a lot of people didn't see anything on television because Showtime's app kept crashing. I talked to Jared about it yesterday, and he was like, he called me. He was like, "Dude, tell me about the fight because we were Morgan and I were trying to watch it, and every fucking 10 minutes it cut out, and we would see nothing.
It crashed. Yeah,
like he could hear some of it, but the video wasn't working or some shit.
Same thing happened with the Tyson Roy Jones.
But how does that happen on Showtime? It's Showtime.
They were not prepared. So Showtime,
prepared for what, though? It's goddamn show. They've been doing boxing for like 30 fucking years.
I'll tell you why. So Showtime has not had a big, important pay-per-view in a very, very long time. Mm. So this was their first big one, and they were like, should we get extra people that night? Nah, we're good. Because the buys came in for that fight, and it was right around a million. So a million pay-per-view buys at $50 a pop.
Speaking of that, so they made a lot of money.
Yes, yes, right? Yes, 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 yes.
Speaking of the money part Floyd said, and who knows if this is real or not, if he's just trying to fucking brag, but he said just his shorts, the ads on his shorts, got him paid $30 million.
Correct. That's what I heard.
I believe it.
Yeah.
Good for him. I mean, maybe he can use that money to get out of his next fucking domestic violence charge.
Maybe Floyd Mayweather can give some money to Abuela.
Yeah, exactly. Maybe he can help out Abuela. He'd get her on that pole. He owns about, what, is it 20 or 27 strip clubs or something like that? The girl he's engaged to was a stripper at his club. She was there at the fight.
I want to interview her.
I hope he's got a fucking prenup, right? Jesus Christ, this guy.
They're not married yet. They're just engaged. Mm. But if you were hoping he was going to save his money, that's a negative.
Doesn't he own Floyd's barbers?
No.
No, that's from the Andy Griffith Show.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Totally different thing altogether. Okay, okay. Yeah,
but somebody probably did. Man.
Rumors.
Somebody white probably, man with a comb over.
He may, though. I'm sure somebody made that into a real business. Like Floyd the barber is
Floyd's barbershops are everywhere all over.
He probably does, right?
Yeah, that's what I heard.
He owns a lot of shit. I know that.
Lots of shit.
Speaking of saving money, GhostBed.com/drinkingbros
can help you save money. 30% off mattresses. And right now you're getting 2 free pillows when you order a mattress. The pillows, I can promise you, are just as great as the goddamn mattress. Go to GhostBed.com/drinkingbros today. And I just got new sheets from them like a week ago. I'm a huge fan of the sheets as well. Don't sleep on the sheets. I mean, do so, but also have sex on them, but don't sleep on them.
Do you have a top sheet?
You get a top sheet?
Tommy?
Yeah.
Yeah. Like you have a fitted sheet over the bed, then you have a top sheet, then you have a comforter, then a blanket or some shit. That's typical.
So the top sheet is on top. Mm. There's like the sheet on the bed, then there's the top sheet. And then I have like a... I got one of those UGG comforters, those little fuzzy guys.
Oh yeah.
I've got
oversized too. I got a California king for a
look at you for queen. A queen. Yeah, for a little queen like yourself.
That's me.
I like it.
Yeah,
I like
it. So is that not normal? Do you have a top sheet on your bed? No.
Yeah, he's got a rubber sheet on.
You're
his.
Married.
He's a bedwetter.
Yeah, you definitely.
He's
have
a bedwetter. I can
you
see.
Guys do?
Yeah, squirters, bedwetters. I get
but
it.
I want to say that sheet. I want to be very clear. The top sheet's only purpose is so that I don't have to do bedding laundry because when the top sheet is fucking like I'm like oh yeah like maybe I banged on this or
you just put it over
and then I just pull it down and then it goes in the laundry and I'm like fresh sheets
you're good to go
take the pillows turn them over to the other side
and you get some fresh sheets at ghostbed.com /drinkingbros Exactly. You keep the white supremacy on the underside, and so you get to know them better.
The black Klansman.
You flip that over,
yeah. My favorite term of 2020 was multiracial white supremacy.
Yeah.
When they attempted to say that.
Yeah, somebody.
All people of color who are conservative were white supremacists.
Yeah.
There was also the Asian supremacy one, and then somebody recently.
Stop Asian hate.
No, but there's also Asian supremacy now, Asian privilege, excuse me, because they've done well in the country. Then there was.
That was a thing?
Some lady about a month and a half ago, I think, said that. Jews are now part of white people.
Are they really?
So we picked up. I mean, that's a pretty good community to
pick up.
It's
a pretty
solid draft. Yeah.
We got, I mean, that lot of history.
I would like
good with money.
Can I point out something?
The clothes aren't that great.
Go ahead.
No, but at least they're all uniforms, so nobody feels bad. Their uniforms are a safe space. Okay, so I thought this is horrible, but also my favorite irony of 2021 so far. Throughout all of 2020, pretty much for the past 5 years, let's say 5 years.
Sure.
Everyone's a Nazi, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
If you argue with a liberal, you're a Nazi. Doesn't matter. There's no
or you're Hitler.
Facts don't matter. You're Hitler. You're a Nazi. We can punch you.
Yeah.
Right? 2021 rolls around. Israel and Palestine get into a beef. And Black Lives Matter and Antifa take to the streets of New York City and L.A. and beat up Jews. Explain.
Look, I think with a lot of this stuff, it's kind of one-offs here and there, and the media chooses to focus in on that. There's a lot of fucked up shit going on all over the country every day, and then they push certain stories.
I'm just saying,
and bury
if
others.
Your organization is anti-fascist and anti-Nazis, and then you beat up Jews.
Yeah. Tommy, I get it. There's no logic.
I just wanted to point out. Just in case anybody was curious or didn't hear that happened, that's like...
No, they heard.
Yeah, just checking.
By the way, looking at your hat, are you a big Morgan Freeman fan?
Am I?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
Morgan Freeman.
He's got his own line of hats now.
No, no. This is Sean Whalen's Lions Not Sheep line.
Okay.
And I was just in Salt Lake City. I performed at FitCon with, you know, Rob, with Keaton and Rob Bailey and Dana Lynn Bailey. And we had an after party at the Lions Not Sheep warehouse.
My thing, just check with Morgan Freeman. I don't know what his stance is on that hat yet.
He's my uncle. Yeah, we're cool.
Is he?
Yeah, we're good.
Well, he means he's married to your granddaughter, so.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, you're welcome for that.
It's weird.
Next up, Fauci claims attacks on him are attacks on science itself. We chatted a little bit about this the other day. This interview keeps going. Why is he still doing interviews is what I don't understand. We talked about this interview with Chuck Todd where, you know, he's using the third person on himself now. He should just get off the television. Like, it's all done. What does he have to go out on a day-in and day-out basis and be on TV and be visible to the public and do these interviews for anymore?
Damage control. I mean, maybe
he's I guess, hoping. But for what? Like, just go away. He's 82.
Maybe he's, I don't know. I don't know. But I feel like, you know, this whole, like, an attack on him is an attack on science itself. It's like, first of all, what he said and did in those emails versus what he said and did to the public are completely opposite. Mm-hmm. And it's very much like, you know, a medieval king, you know, saying an attack on me is an attack on Christianity church. Yeah. It's like, no, that's a completely, like, you're a person and that's an institution, right? It's not the same. So this kind of jargon verbiage that, you know, that the media keeps putting out, it's laughable. You know, it's laughable.
It is ridiculous. I mean, it's like how much worse could it be than the organization or the infrastructure, institution, whatever to call it, that exists to inform people has been so incompetent for so long. And you're seeing the results of it now, right? I mean, it's the more confusion there is, the more distrust there is, the more distrust there is, the more violence there is. And you should expect all this stuff should be expected. What we're seeing lately, you know what I mean? Because nobody knows that they're all on the same level. It's like you have somebody makes a comment or something and you take it the wrong way and you let it fester for fucking 2 weeks. And then all of a sudden you guys are in an argument about nothing, right? Because context matters and context can't exist without correct information, which we do not have.
Right.
Not only do we not have correct information, we have intentionally bad, like intentionally fucking misinformation or we're intentionally being misinformed on a regular basis.
I think that I don't, one of the real issues of, you know, and this 900 pages in the email, and it's just been personally probing through them and like having other people who are doing the same and sharing, you know, there was an issue, like the major issue of hydroxychloroquine, right? Trump came out right away. He's like, hey, we got this. It helps. Mm-hmm. It can be used as a prophylactic. The whole entire scientific community, oh, he doesn't know what he's talking about. Oh, he's crazy. Like this, and then they make it unavailable or illegal, you know? And in the emails, they knew that it would help. So how many people died as a result of Dr. Fauci's misinformation, right, in the position of power that he's in?
Oh, dude, a ton of abuelos.
And it's also because they didn't want, it's politically motivated, right?
Well, it's also legally motivated.
They didn't want Trump to be the one to help people in the pandemic, so they let hundreds of thousands of people die for an election. And there are still Americans who are coming out here, and they're like, these people want the best for us, blah, 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 blah. I'm like, yo, what are you talking about?
That's a big part of it is the political angle. The financial and legal angles are the more important ones. So you can't use what is called an emergency use authorization for a vaccine to bypass the CDC and FDA processes if there's a treatment already available. So if science...
It's also publicly treated. It's not...
correct, yeah.
Hydroxychloroquine isn't...
Well, it's 37 cents a dose, too. That's the other problem. But if science at large, if the medical community had said that hydroxychloroquine was a useful treatment for this, then they could not have used an EUA to get the vaccine available to people. Mm-hmm. That's why it happened, right? Which seems like if the vaccine was that important, then maybe that would make sense. But what we found now from this Cleveland Clinic study is that people who have had COVID and people that have had the vaccine had the exact same reinfection rates. So it is doing nothing, right? The other one's the money. Hydroxychloroquine is 37 cents. It already exists. There's no R&D money coming from the federal government. Pfizer profited $6 billion in the first quarter of 2021.
And it's going to be more. So Biden just gave out a half of a billion doses yesterday for free to other countries around the world. So their profit is going up.
This is just a power seizure and a redistribution of wealth at the same time, which is what America's kind of known for, to be honest.
So
that's what we do these days.
Very on brand.
Yeah.
It's very on brand. Speaking of being on brands, our brand of headphones is buyraycon.com/drinkingbros for 15% off your first order. Huge fan of Raycons. Wireless headphones last about 6 hours. Once you charge them up in a little tiny box. Who was the dude on the plane who his Bose tripped out? It was a huge case and a bunch of shit all over the floor.
I don't know. It was a guy in front of you, was it?
Yeah. Giorgio looks at me and he goes, hey, man, why don't you buy some fucking Raycons?
Oh, he was next to you. He was in the corner. Yeah, that guy was kind of a dummy, to be honest. So we were sitting in the exit row, not to interrupt the ad or anything, but the lady comes over, like the flight attendant or whatever the fuck they're called now. I don't know if that's a
Stews.
She comes over, there's four of us in the aisle and window seats in the exit row. She's like, hey, can I have your attention? I need to go through blah, 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 whatever. And everybody's like, yeah, the guy's staring right at her. She does her whole spiel and then asks him, are you willing and able to assist? And he goes, assist with what?
Yeah. And finally,
and she goes, did you listen to anything I said? He goes, yeah, about the thing, right? I'm like, is he fucking with us?
So at that point, I had already lost my shit.
Was he high or what?
No. He was just dumb, like the dumbest person ever. I go, hey, the fucking door. Can you open the fucking door? And the guy was like, yes, I could. I go, great. That's all we need. Just a yes so we can get the fuck out of here and go on being dumb in this life.
Then at the end of the flight, he couldn't even manage to get his things together. So the point of that story is.
So they sat the guy who couldn't open the door next to the emergency door.
She was this close to booting that motherfucker out of that seat. She was pissed at that point. Because this is like all you have to do is make eye contact and give a verbal response of yes.
And all you have to say is yes. And I literally go, no lie. That was word for word what I said to him. The door. The fucking door. Can you open it if we go down?
So if you don't want to be like that guy, go to buyraycon.com/drinkingbros.
He had a pair of like these Bose things that fell out all over the floor. There's a bunch of pieces and all this other shit.
Yeah, you need like an engineering degree to put the thing together.
Giorgio was literally just like, get some fucking Raycon. Yeah. No, dude.
Oh, my goodness.
They're the best. And they keep getting better. They keep making new models. Mm. These motherfuckers need to be running Apple and not Tim Cook.
I'm about to order some. I got to go in the studio.
They're
really good.
Yeah.
Crisp, powerful beats at half the price of all the other audio brands. Okay. They look cool, come in a range of colors, customizable tips for your ear fits. Raycon, listen up here. Listen up, kids. Raycon's offering 15% off of all their products for our listeners. Here's what you got to do. Go to buyraycon, RAYCON.com/drinkingbros. There you'll get 15% off your entire Raycon order. And it's such a good deal. You'll want to grab another pair and a spare. It's 15% off at buyraycon.com/drinkingbros, buyraycon.com/drinkingbros. Next up, government officials are concerned that foreign countries may be using energy weapons to attack the brains of government officials.
It's called Havana Syndrome right now. I think a lot of people have heard that phrase and aren't quite sure what it is, but in 2016, a bunch of U.S. diplomats were stationed in Havana, Cuba, and they started experiencing strange symptoms after hearing a strange high and low-pitched sounds.
Yeah.
Different ones.
Happened in China as well, dude.
Yeah.
This was a crazy story that kind of got buried a few years back.
Yeah, it's kind of weird. Among other symptoms, the victims felt...
I have not heard this.
Yeah. Among other symptoms, the victims felt nausea. Some suffered brain injuries, right?
Yep.
Like akin to traumatic brain injury and things like that. Other, according to intelligence experts, it may be a side effect from foreign efforts to gather data from the electronic devices carried by the employees, right? So it may not be an energy weapon. The intelligence community thinks it's some kind of phone cloning device or something like that.
So I had a different theory on this when this story pops up a few years back. My theory was if you could stop people in a room, like in a whole government, just by playing a high-pitched noise, like a dog whistle for a dog where they'll automatically come over. So like all these people, because they each... I mean, they could barely walk. It was like they were on a boat.
It sounds like they're like electromagnetic, their natural electromagnetic field was disrupted.
And they turned it up or whatever it was in these rooms or this in particular building. It also happened in China as well. And it's a form of warfare.
I mean, your brain is fat and neurons, basically, right? That's all that's up there. There's blood, fat, neurons, and cerebral spinal fluid, pretty much. So, I mean, it's the same way that you should never give chest compressions to somebody whose heart is already working properly, right?
Mm-hmm.
You disrupting the rhythm of how the energy moves through. I'm not seeing energy like some asshole that carries crystals around. I'm seeing, like, literal energy, the kind that exists, right? Physics.
Yeah.
Disrupting the energy in someone's body and how it flows through them creates things like seizures, autism, right? Is part, like, that's one of the effects of autism. There's all kinds of fucking problems that happen from that shit, including disrupting the beat of your heart, which can lead to fucking cardiac arrest.
Yes.
A lot of stuff can happen there.
Yeah. It seemed like a case study of, all right, if you wanted to go into a building, you know, without machine guns and fucking take everybody out,
right?
Or if there was a, you know, somebody was trying to overthrow the government. You could just say, "All right, put on the headphones.
Right.
We're going to crank this up. Well, and everybody's going to lose."
The concept of an EMP has existed for a long time, right? Like an EMP, electromagnetic pulse, basically simulates the not the radiological, but the energy component from a nuclear detonation. But it doesn't actually destroy the city. So if you wanted to take a city down, dropping an EMP on it instead of an actual bomb would blow up all the electronic shit. It wouldn't actually blow it up, but it would fuck up every piece of unshielded electronics. So, but it would not harm any actual human beings.
Yeah.
Right.
Yep.
What about, so it wouldn't burst glass. There wouldn't be anything like that.
No,
no, it doesn't work like that. No.
Because it would be too obvious of what it is.
Yeah,
so instead they spent months trying to figure out what it is, because each of them had individual symptoms, if I remember the story correctly. And it was right around the same time, and they were all trying to figure it out. And then the U.S. got their embassy out of there, and then China did it as well in their country. And
so, sort of like it's almost like an electromagnetic version of like the heart machine.
Yeah,
a little bit like that. Yeah. So, maybe right? Like it's the way all this information stays on this hard drive is magnetism, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's these are magnetic. That's why it works. So now they found out. Like they were probably. I think they're. Assessment that they were trying to steal data is probably correct. But now the U.S. government is worried, and I don't know if that's substantiated worry or if it's just a bunch of dumb assholes in a room somewhere, but they're worried.
You'll never know.
They're worried because of the reports of things like Havana syndrome and others that people will be like, hey, we can just use this now as a weapon, right?
Yeah.
So they're worried about it becoming weaponized. It's directed microwave energy, right?
Mm-hmm.
So this has been posited as a weapon for years now. Ever since we discovered microwaves and how they operate,
right?
It's in the 1920s. So we'll see. We'll see what happens. Currently, U.S. officials believe Russia is behind the suspected attacks, but there's no conclusive evidence. So U.S. officials believe Russia is behind it because people still associate Trump with Russia and people associate Biden with China.
Right.
Right. But it's more Russia doesn't have the fucking tech to do this. It's China, you stupid cunt.
But
you fucking kidding me?
Russia's been the media's scapegoat for everything.
Yeah.
Everything. It's crazy.
I wonder if they actually have cool shit over there, if it's all just bullshit.
In Russia?
Yeah,
it's cool. I got a gold record in Russia. I went over there.
Yeah,
I've been there a couple times.
What money?
They don't know why. they don't know why American news doesn't like Russia.
Do you like Russia?
Yeah, I think Russia's sick.
How many times have you been there?
3 times. I wouldn't want to live there for obvious reasons,
right.
But you know, but I think the people are, you know,
people are not their country.
Yeah, yeah. So my experience of being a performer there is that the people are extremely grateful, like when Americans come there, and they're like, you know, I've even had fans from Iran and the Middle East go to Russia to be able to see the show. And
maybe you could fucking heal the world, dude.
Tell people that we don't hate America and we love American things and we want, you know. I'm like, whoa, this is a trip.
Maybe you can heal the world then. Over there.
No, I don't want to do that.
You can write that song that Bill and Ted were supposed to write and never did.
Yeah.
I knew 5 minutes into that movie, as soon as they introduced the fact that Bill and Ted had daughters now, I'm like, oh, they're going to make it the daughters that write the song.
Yes.
This is dumb as shit, and I turned it off.
Yeah. Also, as somebody who's been in like 6 bands over the course of 20 years, you never leave it up to the lead guitar players to write a good song. They're just not capable.
No, they always...
Drummers write a lot, though. Right?
Yeah, sometimes.
I mean, it depends. Obviously, Don Henley wrote a lot.
Yeah,
but he was a
Chris
real,
Cornell was a drummer.
Yeah, yeah, yep.
Phil Collins.
Foo Fighters.
Foo Fighters.
Yeah.
Dave Grohl
just announced that they will be performing at Madison Square Garden only for vaccinated guests.
Did he really?
which breaks my heart because I love Dave Grohl, and I've gotten to meet Dave Grohl,
mm-hmm.
and we hit it off, and we literally redid, when we first met, we launched into the Step Brothers scene, and we're like, did we just become best friends? Mm-hmm. Yeah. I was like, the first thing I said to him, I was like, what did I say? I was, you're the Bill Murray of rock and roll. Because Dave Grohl will just show up. He'll go see Slayer in the stands with the fans.
Oh, yeah,
drink
beers
with them. He's like the guy.
Yeah.
And I'm like, how did they get to Dave? But they used this mind control device.
He did the inauguration. He did the inauguration.
Yeah?
Yeah, that whole party and shit. He played there as well.
Did you? Oh, I didn't know.
For Biden, yeah.
Yeah, it was like the lowest viewed thing of all time. I don't
know. Well, Tommy, we cover everything here.
Yeah, I think I had to wash my cat, and I don't even have a cat.
On the fake news. Yeah, you did.
I was like, okay, boys. It looked like I saw, like, obviously I've seen clips of it with Lady Gaga, you know, singing the national anthem. And I'm just like, this looks like the Hunger Games.
Mm, yeah.
That's what I said.
Like, we did. We did a live show for it. It was nice. We're also, Dan, I roped you into this. You don't know this earlier, but on Ross Peterson Revolution this morning, I roped you into doing a Jeff Bezos live launch show.
When is it?
July 20th. Well, so he's going up in space, and I want to see him die on TV. I don't think they're going to make it. I think we're going to have another challenge.
Are there odds on this one?
We'll go to mybookie.com.
There probably are.
Promo code Drinking Bros. Will double your deposit.
They won't put up odds about whether or not people are going to die, but they'll put up odds of some sort for sure.
Oh,
about
for something. Sure. I'll go. Hey, Hot Bob, I actually looked that up. If there are odds on my bookie if he'll make it.
Wait, Jeff Bezos is going to go into space.
For the very first launch.
Well, so we're going to talk about Amazon's that very, here in a second.
We're going to talk about that here in a second. In the meantime, D'Anthony, I appreciate this. They're back. DrinkingBros.com has got all your sweet merch here.
Yep.
Defund politicians shirts are back in.
That's my shirt. You said I could have
stock.
That shirt.
You absolutely cannot.
Damn it.
We've got some others outside for you, but this one is for me. These have been selling like fucking hotcakes to the point where I'm just like, dude, we should just start advertising with these goddamn things. They're everywhere. Dan Holloway was the one who came up with these. Some others have tried to take credit for that, but he made these on
doesn't
the air.
Matter.
And
doesn't matter.
It's everywhere. It's everywhere. Go to drinkingbros.com. We got a bunch of great new gear there.
I mean, a ton of shit.
Hoodies, everything. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, they got the long sleeve sweatshirt.
Hell yeah, dude.
I like that.
Hell yeah, dude. Right.
Lots of stuff on here.
So we're amped about it. Next up, fat people are making life difficult for airlines due to steadily increasing weights of the average passenger. Multiple airlines are being forced to change their policies. The FAA is requiring airlines to update their passenger and baggage weight estimates to ensure flights are within the safety
limits.
Jesus
fucking Christ, dude. We're getting so fat we can't fly on planes anymore.
I love it.
Well, if you're so fat, I mean...
Get another seat.
Well, you're supposed to get two seats, right?
Yeah.
Well, it depends. I think certain airlines are.
So before anyone jumps out of their chair and they're like, "Oh my god!"
Well, they're not going to be able to. They're not going to be able to jump out of the chair. Because,
well, I was a fat person, right?
Yeah.
I lost 120 pounds.
Yeah, you posted a picture the other day.
Yeah, I was a fat.
Was it Jenny
fucking
Craig?
Piece of shit.
How did you do it?
Well,
crystal meth.
I went to the gym.
Okay.
Yeah, I got a gym membership. I liked a girl, and I changed the odds. Took a while. Yeah, and then it started gradually, and then. Eventually, I went from, I think, 320-something pounds to 220 pounds. And at 220, I don't look good, right? I'm 6'1", and I'm just big.
Yeah.
So then I added muscle onto it, and now I just kind of hover between 240 and 255.
What'd you do, switch up your diet?
I definitely stopped eating pizza every day and drinking beer.
Yeah.
So, and then now I've been sober for 12 years, so it helps. It definitely helps.
Well,
I've not been sober in 12 years. No. Probably.
That's okay. Close.
Yeah. Everybody's a little bit different.
You're not fat though.
No.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
No.
So your liver's shot, but the rest of you is okay.
Yeah, my liver's great. Actually, we had blood work done for our fucking health insurance.
It came out crystal clean out of all of us.
Dan
was number one.
The guy asked me if I drank. I'm like, yeah. I was like, shit, here we go.
Yeah.
Right, that's what I expected.
Get the talk.
Yeah, and he's like, well, you've got the liver of like a 20-year-old that's never had alcohol before. I'm like, all right, sweet.
That's great.
Let's fucking do this.
Yeah.
I don't know why is.
Do you eat?
I eat well. Yeah,
that's why. So that'll balance it out. So
but the, well,
I don't, but the beauty is he did fail the life insurance, though, for
yeah,
drugs.
Yeah, because
mass amounts of drugs. They were like,
I take
that's
psilocybin
a lot
all
of
the time.
Drugs.
Okay.
That and the weed, they were like, that is a crazy amount of weed. I was like, do you watch the show? Because he's smoking it all day long on the show. Like, are we surprised by that?
Yeah. Have you tried CBD?
Got Killcliff CBD
right behind here. You. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I make CBD too.
Yeah, but weed is weed.
Yeah, it's not the same.
No, it's not.
Yeah. I like CBD though.
Yeah, I love, dude. I love Killcliff CBD. Mm-hmm. If I'm going to sleep or something, and I don't want to get that high, and then mixing it with vodka,
melatonin gives me a fucking hangover.
I get that.
Like that shit. Pretty much all the only sleeping pill that doesn't give me a hangover is Ambien, but I have
with
like
a liquid melatonin.
I could try that.
Yeah. Yeah, I take less. Like I have, I make a thing called Zombie Drops, which is CBD oil, and then I also have melatonin, but I don't take. The pill,
it's 3 milligrams, right? Yeah, even the gummy is 3, but I usually like just eat half of 1.5 milligrams.
Liquid IV also has got some melatonin packets.
Yeah, they do. It's the one in the purple container, I think, right?
Yeah, so what are they going to do about this? None of the airlines have obviously, they haven't publicly stated what their plans are for doing about this, but the lawsuits in today's society will be fucking massive.
Well, it's either going to become...
Well, they're either going to make less seats, right?
Yeah, make less
bigger
seats.
Chairs?
Less seats with bigger chairs that are more expensive and start enforcing policies that make people buy 2, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm all for big, like, I'll pay more for a bigger chair.
Yeah. Because it's not just a fatness thing, it's a width thing.
Yeah.
Like if he and I are in the same row, it doesn't really matter who's in the middle. That person's fucked.
They're fucked.
Whether they're your size or fucking tiny.
I flew from Salt Lake City to LA last Saturday with all the bodybuilders from FitCon. And so everyone's just like,
fuck that.
Swole.
Yeah, it's not a party.
And it was all natural. Nobody did any steroids.
No. People take steroids. Yeah.
Oh, they do? Okay,
I don't know. Yeah, I thought, I didn't know this, but it's
kidding.
An actual thing.
Just
yeah.
kidding. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
No, you didn't know they all took steroids.
I thought they just ate a lot.
I can't tell.
I was like, how come I can't see my abs and every muscle in my body?
You gotta be on the juice.
There was a second there where I couldn't tell who was fucking with whom.
Yeah. Yeah.
No. But it turns out you're both assholes.
No, I was fucking definitely like all of those guys are on steroids.
Yeah, but he was. Yeah,
you have to be to get like to be a professional bodybuilder. Yeah. They just cycle on and off, I think. But once you get to a certain size, you can't unbe big.
No.
So they start like so. If you want to live long and you stop taking it and then you act accordingly. But
yeah,
that's too big for me. I couldn't do that. I wouldn't be able to sing.
No, and you wouldn't be able to go to space. Which I don't know is next
that,
up.
That Blues Traveler guy. He was
a fan. John Popper.
Sad thing about John Popper. He lost all that weight, and then nobody cared about him anymore.
Nope.
Exactly.
Same with Jonah Hill.
That's why Chris Farley died because he knew that if he
Chris
got
Farley
in
died
shape
because he loved cocaine. More
yeah, but
than
also like you
else.
Can the some of the conversations we've had with people that knew him, he was like he needed to be that guy. He knew that if he fucking didn't. He wasn't that person, then no one would give a shit anymore.
Imagine,
so he just kept doing it.
Yeah, imagine if he was 165. Would he be as funny?
Is David Spade as funny as he is?
No. Spade's not funny at all, and basically...
I don't mind Spade.
He's a sidekick, let's be honest.
Yeah,
for sure.
But you always need
Timon
it.
He's the Timon to Pumbaa.
You always need it.
Yeah, I get it. He balances it out.
He's the Ava Braun to Hitler.
Yes, correct.
Yeah. Maybe that's not a great example.
No, that's perfect. But yeah, I think that it comes down to the same thing as Belushi. Like, it's the physicality, right? There's something about being a big, Like Will Ferrell, most people don't know. When Will Ferrell was young, he was he did Roman wrestling, and he was also an amateur bodybuilder.
Oh, wow.
And because he was so ripped, people didn't laugh at him. He wasn't funny.
Will Ferrell?
So he got out of shape on purpose.
Well,
because
it worked for Chris.
Body.
It worked for Chris Pratt. Earlier in his career too, like he was kind of dumpy looking when he played Andy Dwyer.
Yes,
yeah. Until like season 6, and all of a sudden they made some backstory up that he got in shape for some other reason. But really, it was because
he was about to do those Marvel movies.
Star-Lord.
No, he was about to do. I think it was the
Guardians of the Galaxy.
I don't
Jurassic
know.
Park.
No, it was Zero Dark Thirty. I think.
Oh,
was the
oh,
first. Yeah, I think that was the first
you're
one.
Right.
One.
Okay. Yeah, right. You're right.
Yep. Anyways,
next up, who gets to space first? It has become a battle of the billionaires. We chatted a little bit about this earlier. Big Dick Branson's now in the mix, and he could beat Bezos.
Oh.
The Amazon CEO announced this week that he and his brother would be heading to space on July 20th on Blue Origin's new Shepard spacecraft. We showed this on RPR earlier. Show it one more time on Drinking Bros.
Here's my theory on this,
by the
way.
Look at the fucking ship this is. Look at Blue Origin.
Is it dope?
Yeah. It's a dick.
Well, they're all dicks,
no,
right?
No, this one is a full penis.
Here's my theory on this.
Pop it up there.
Elon Musk wants to go do all this shit, but he wants to... It's like there's a group of friends and there's a rickety bridge and he's like, hey man, you should go try that bridge, make sure it works right.
Yeah.
Right? And they don't respond to that. So instead of doing that, he uses reverse psychology and shit talks them and tells them they can't do it until these two fucking billionaire dum-dums go do it for him. It's definitely a dick.
That's a dick. That's a dildo. That's a huge dildo.
It's like a tampon going into the pussy of space.
Yeah. Well, we're going to be watching it July 20th here. What time are they launching, Bob? Do we have a time?
It'll be in the morning between 8 and 10 a.m.
It's usually pretty early.
So Bezos is supposed to be on this.
He and his brother are getting on the very first one. And now, that's his fuck you, Elon Musk.
Now, I'm just going to go ahead and say this. People call me Vextradamus because I get these scenarios in my head. I don't know if it's true. But if I was a billionaire at that level and I just got a divorce and I wanted to make it look like I died, I might shoot myself in a rocket into outer space and have it explode and then disappear with all my money.
Wow.
I don't know how you disappear with $200 billion, though.
I'm just kidding.
You're not going anywhere.
Anyways.
I usually like to put a tinfoil hat when I do these fucking, see?
Yeah.
That's why I'm sober. I got so stoned that I'm permanently high.
I would recommend you doing drugs again.
Dude. Yeah. Wildly inaccurate predictions, kind of like Max Kellerman from ESPN, who's a cunt, by the way. So according to a report by Doug Messier on the Parabolic Arc website, he says, quote, Virgin Atlantic is working on a plan to send Branson on a suborbital flight aboard the VSS Unity Spaceship 2 rocket plane. Jesus Christ. He wants to do it July 4th weekend.
So suborbital is below the range of satellite.
Yeah,
right?
Correct.
And the satellites are... Space is anything above 4 miles.
Satellites are in geosynchronous orbit, so they are in Earth. They're in Earth's orbit. Yeah. Between 6 and 18 miles, I think actually is where, if I'm not mistaken. But yeah, suborbital is way below that.
And so these crafts are supposed to pass the Earth's radiation belts, the radio belts.
Oh yeah, yeah, they're going up to space, dude. This is real shit.
Okay, because space legally,
is still
within. The Earth's atmosphere.
But here's the definition of suborbital space flight. Yeah. It's space flight in which the spacecraft reaches outer space, but its trajectory, so it is about 62 miles up, but its trajectory intersects the atmosphere or surface of the gravitating body, in this case Earth, from which it was launched. So it doesn't go into geosynchronous orbit, basically.
Okay.
Which is like the ISS is in geosynchronous orbit. All the satellites are, but they're within that range of 6 to 60 miles, I guess.
But if this shakes out, he'll be up there 16 days before Bezos and his brother.
Which, again, seems like Elon Musk is crowdsourcing his R&D at this point.
Yes.
Yeah. Frankly. Because being the first one to do it is completely meaningless. Musk doesn't typically make decisions based on ego like that. He makes funny or just random or profitable decisions. Mm-hmm. Most of the time. He goes up on fucking stage with that new truck and starts throwing ball bearings at it, knowing it's probably going to break, right?
Yeah.
And he fucking does it right in front of the whole world.
Because it'll go viral.
Yes. Yeah. He doesn't give a fuck about ego and shit. He's a master manipulator of people. He's made billions in fucking Bitcoin and all these other fucking other coins just by fucking manipulating the markets.
Yeah.
He's a smart guy. I think that's what this is. I honestly do. It's fucking funny as shit, too, to see Branson and Bezos...
I don't want to see Branson die, though. Now that I know this, I don't want to see Big Dick Branson go out. Like, if Bezos, his whole shit blows up, that's fine with me.
Well, Virgin Galactic, they've neither confirmed nor denied this, so we don't know if it's happened or not, but I think if it wasn't happening, they would have denied it, right?
Yes. And he would do shit like this, because he's rad.
He just doesn't give a fuck,
What's the payoff? You know what I mean?
Well, for him, it's to do it. Branson has been at that point in his life for, 30 years now, where he just does cool shit because he wants to do cool shit before he dies.
Yeah. Yeah.
So that's probably it for him, to be honest.
But that makes me wonder, why would he join this arms race, this space race?
That's a good point. I would just wait it out, frankly. Yeah. I mean, there's no benefit to being the first to do it. Yeah, financially speaking.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You still have to go through the, like, if you're going to do NASA contracts, for example, you still have to go through the entire process of certification, mm-hmm. then bid on the contracts, mm-hmm. right? Being the first to do this doesn't actually do anything. Like, you still have to go through that whole fucking gov contracting process. I don't know.
They're beyond financial. Like, they don't care about the financials anymore.
Certainly right. not. Yeah.
Well, yeah, that's what we were wondering. I'm just wondering.
They don't
the
care
motivation
about that.
Is it purely ego? Is it to have your name in the annals of history?
Like, maybe.
What is it? You know.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah. First billionaire to space. Hot Bob, pull up the picture of Big Dick Branson with a supermodel kite surfing topless. Her tits might be blocked out. We can show this on air. This is the Richard Branson, though, that we all know and love. And I don't want to see him die.
No, I don't. I used to work for the Virgin Megastore in Times Square.
Was that his?
Yeah.
No shit.
Yeah. They
look at him.
Went out of business.
There it is. Look at that. Put that full.
Nope.
Bob, we're going to have to. No. There you go. Find one where. There it is. Pop that up there. Look at that. Is there a guy that enjoys life more than Richard Branson?
No, I mean, look at his face.
It's amazing. He's so happy. I don't want to see that guy die in space. Bezos, yes, dude.
I don't know, but I mean, if you're going to die.
If he dies in space, that's going to be as sad as Steve Irwin getting killed by a stingray, you know?
But yeah. At least he died doing what he loves.
Yep.
Bleeding out in the ocean.
There it is.
But, like, seriously, you're going to die instantly if you blow up in space.
Yeah. I want Richard Branson to die having sex with that woman.
In space. And they explode. So if he takes her, then you're good with it.
How old is the picture, though, is the question. Because, you know.
Can he still get hard? Is that what you're saying?
Well, no, not him. He's fine. Her.
Oh, he'll. I mean.
She might have hit her late 30s.
This woman,
like,
or a,
nope.
This woman or a.
Get her out of here.
Or a commensurate model. Or yeah. A reasonable facsimile.
Yeah. All right. And last but not least, a nun has a really bad habit. Sister Mary Margaret Grouper is in hot water after it was discovered that she had embezzled around $835,000 from St. James Catholic School in Torrance, California. The now retired nun served as principal for 28 years, starting in 1990. During the last 10 years she spent in the position, Sister Mary Margaret began embezzling money from the school to bankroll her gambling addiction. In 2008, Grouper, yeah, there it is. That's for
all
you.
Right.
That's for you guys out there. It's for all the junkies. MyBookie.com, promo code Drinker.
You know, and considering it's a Catholic church, this could have been a lot worse.
Yes. I'd rather have her gambling than doing other things.
Yeah, drinking child blood or whatever the fuck.
But in 2008, Grouper began depositing tuition checks and donations into the school's bank accounts and then transferring it into a separate account normally used to cover living expenses.
So she got away with this for 13 years?
Yes, dude. Yes. In order to cover her tracks, the nun would falsify the school's monthly and annual financial reports. She was smart enough to get away with it for that long.
So here's the thing. How'd she blow it?
Gambling.
Gambling.
No. I mean, like, how did she get caught?
Oh, yeah, that's a good question.
It's all these years later.
Yeah, we'll see the trial. I mean, she faces 40 years in federal prison.
Yeah.
How old is the nun?
You
got an age? Do we got a photo of this broad?
She's not gonna make it that long.
Sister Mary Margaret.
There's Whoopi Goldberg's gonna pop up on the screen from Sister Act.
Man,
I knew it.
As a Catholic, I don't know that there's any difference between a nun's retirement home and a women's prison for old ladies.
Okay.
Like this it's a lateral move if she gets found guilty.
Sure.
Yeah.
Sure.
Oh God, I hate the
fucking. Did she post bail?
That's her.
Probably not. What was she gambling on?
She's 79, dude. She's probably not even going to make it to trial.
In four years.
That's what I want to know. So she was in Torrance, California. I mean, there's plenty of places to gamble around there.
Is she throwing dice?
She's probably going to Vegas. Or she's doing those private games. You know what I mean? Like, imagine, you know, like Molly's game. No, like the one, like the celebrity games. Well, you have to know somebody to get in, and they always have hookers who are running the card games.
Yeah,
and she just pops in.
Grandma's just like Sister Mary Margaret smoking a cigar. She's got her thumb up some girl's butt.
Oh yeah,
hit me.
Yeah, hit me.
That's what I want to see.
Hit me. Either way,
Jesus Christ, that's a pretty good story. Good for her for getting away with it. Look, at least the Catholic Church wasn't able to use that money to move priests who would rape children around, right? That's at least... Huh. Anytime you can cut into the supply lines of a fucking ongoing criminal enterprise, that's a good thing.
Yeah, she got
better to fuck the kids over than actually fuck them.
The kids, yeah. She got charged with wire fraud and money laundering.
Whatever.
Oh, she did plead guilty to all charges on Tuesday.
Oh, good for her.
So she's getting arraigned on July 1st and if convicted.
Granny's been going hard 13 years betting. Like, she doesn't give a fuck. She's 79 now. This is done anyways.
Yeah, she's
like, she was getting ready to go to a fucking retirement home anyways. Now she's just going to go to one that has bars on it.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Whatever.
It's going to be like Orange is the New Black casino style.
It is with nuns.
Start be running sexy. A racket.
Why not?
Is there a nun prison?
No, there's no way.
Well, I mean, I wouldn't be surprised if the Catholic Church didn't have its own prison. Or I would be surprised if they didn't have their own prison. But yeah, this is in federal court. I don't know what happens with older women that go to federal prison. I mean, I get there are federal women's prisons.
There's also federal like prison retirement centers as well, because you eventually move into like basically medical care. But
because you're too old.
Yeah, because you're fucking old.
Yeah.
Why not just let them out at that point? Like, how much can you actually punish this woman? Obviously, she's not going to be able to do this again because she's not a nun. Just let her go.
Let her fight to the death with some others.
Oh yeah,
put that on pay-per-view. You know, let's do it. Let's do it.
Yeah, there's a lot more people who could be prosecuted for crimes like Hunter Biden or just somebody, not him particularly, but just somebody.
No, that nun deserves it.
So yeah.
She's going to get what she deserves. I'm kidding. Now's the point of the show. We get to the drinking bro of the week. This one was submitted by, this is Kaylin Cothran from Indiana. Member of Drinking Bros since the very, very beginning. He's nominating Jack Mandeville, actually. Reason for the nomination says, I'm nominating Jack for DB of the Week because he never fails to make me laugh and make my day better. It could be as low as Rudy getting his admittance denied to Notre Dame after just a few minutes of... This is from yesterday's show.
Like my... My last nerve.
Yes, was on it yesterday.
God,
Jack said he inserted Rudy Rudiger into this conversation 43 times, and Dan was about to off himself live on air.
Mm. Yeah. That's what really it takes funny. For me. It's like mild annoyances that'll get me, not the hardships of life or anything. Just
the pebble in the like, shoe, not the boulder in the road.
Yep.
Yeah.
He said Jack makes him feel like Rudy making that sack. You know,
he was offsides.
Yeah, he was offsides. Rudy was offsides. Notre Dame's never going to win a national championship in our lifetime. So,
well, they already have in 1988, but yeah, they won't win another one.
I wasn't alive then. So,
well, you've been alive since the 60s, probably.
No,
you're old as shit.
Born in 94.
No,
so you know, have to deal with that.
If you were born in 94, sorry, how old were you?
28.
No, that's not years old. You. That math is horrible.
No, it's I'll be 28 worse, next year.
That's worse than my math.
I'll be 28 next year.
Atmosphere.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's added a zero on there.
The math was great. I'll be 28 years old next year.
Good for you.
So
you look great.
Feeling great. You know, when you take care of yourself and you
drink lean live on air, mixed with
you're good to go. Tommy, tell everybody where they can find you on social media.
I am on Instagram at Tommy Vexed. I am on Facebook /Tommy Vexed. I am Twitter at T Vexed. You will get offended on all three of those platforms. I have been taken down on all of the platforms except Instagram.
I'm down
for
like
time periods.
I'm down to like 40,000 followers on Twitter. It keeps getting worse over and over again. Where it's just
they don't like they don't like the jokes.
Nope.
They don't like the free speech.
No. It was about 400,000 at one point, and it's just slowly over the years. You're just like, oh, okay. This is gone. This is gone. This is gone. This is gone. So, get used to it, Tommy.
It's about quality, not quality.
Welcome to the fucking club, my man. Thanks for being on the show today. For D'Anthony Holloway, Tommy Vex, I'm Ross Patterson. This is Drinking Bros Fake News. Good night, everyone.